And we're going to listen in now on a phone call between a food writer and one lucky listener as Renee Montaigne brings us Cook Your Cupboard.
That's our food project, where you submit photos of food in your kitchen you're not sure how to cook up, and we provide a famous chef or food writer to offer advice. This morning, Mark Bittman, whose books include How to Cook Everything, and most recently, Eat Vegan Before Six. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
And the submission we chose for our spice round was sent in by Lynette Radke, who's on the line from her office in Marshfield, Wisconsin. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Renee and Mark.
Let's get to the spice that you submitted, saffron. And
yes.
First of all, how did you end up with a jar of saffron that you're not absolutely sure what to do with?
Well, we won this wonderful vegetarian starter kit on a silent auction. And in the bottom is this small bottle of saffron, which I pulled out and thought, well, I'll put that on my culinary bucket list because I have absolutely no idea what to do with this.
And Mark Bittman, this is where you come in.
It is different. It's exotic. And it should be used. I mean, it's expensive, but it's not precious. And it's actually really, really easy to use. And the simplest thing to do with saffron is just saute some onions and then add some rice and cook the rice in the oil or butter, whatever you're using, until it's glossy. And then take a pinch of saffron, just stir it in there, and the rice will turn this amazing golden color, really, really deep and beautiful yellow. And then put quarters or eighths of good tomatoes on top and just put that in the oven and let that bake until it's a little bit crusty on the top and the bottom. And you have this beautiful yellow rice with the bright red tomatoes. That's a sort of a favorite of mine.
Is it ever too late to throw the saffron in a dish?
Well, it's not a garnish. You know, the threads themselves are not pleasant to eat and you're not going to get them infused deeply into the dish. I think better at the beginning than at the end.
Okay.
Lynette, you also had a question about cardamom.
Cardamom is a spice that I bought for one recipe. How do you bake with it? But how also might you put it instead of something sweet, something savory?
It's a very funny spice, and it comes in maybe 9 different forms because it can be green, it can be white, it can be black. You can get these big pods. Inside the pods are seeds. So you can throw the pods themselves into things like rices and stews, and you can even chew on those pods. They're pretty good. The seeds are better ground or even chopped up. You know, you can use a pinch of the powder, even in coffee, to make it quite different. A pinch of it in a tomato sauce. I mean, it turns something quite ordinary into something really special.
Yeah, good tip. Thanks.
One other, actually, is saute some cut up apples or pears or both. Cook really gently in butter until they brown a little bit and sprinkle some sugar and cardamom on that. And again, a tiny, tiny bit of cardamom. No one will know what you did, and it'll be really good. I'm going to do that tonight, actually.
That sounds really good.
I'm going to do that, too.
That great.
But we should all check back in that case.
I was just going to say, all right, let's see how it goes.
Thank you both.
Thank you. It's been delightful. Thank you, Mark.
Thanks, Lynette. Thanks, Renee.
That is Mark Bittman, whose New York Times column is The Flexitarian. And our guest is Lynette Radke. She joined us from Marshfield, Wisconsin.
Our latest round for Cook Your Cupboard is Freezer Finds, and you can submit your find at npr.org/cupboard. This is Morning Edition from NPR News with Renee Montaigne. I'm David Greene.